Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on. Somebody just beat me right here. There we go. I've got a little wild chat going on here with the Union Point staff. Yeah. Who is it? Is it the... I guess it's the staff. We have several threads that go on. We have a staff thread. We have a teaching team thread. We have an elder thread. A lot of people are on all three of those, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, well, I'll just tell you right now, we just got done with a Sunday worship service. And it's what we call Easter Sunday 2024. And as I shared with a group earlier this morning, and I've told y'all several times, I'm one of these every day is the same kind of guys. You know, Paul writes, like I think the church of Corinth, and he said, you know, some people think that one day is more important than another. Other people think that every day is the same. And he says, it really matters not. He says, just let each one of you be convinced. In other words, don't separate fellowship over this or anything. And, you know, it's okay to give an emphasis to something, the birth of Jesus, okay, the resurrection of Jesus. But honestly, the resurrection of Jesus is so foundational. That is something that we need to be doing day in and day out with every breath. As a matter of fact, everything that we do within the kingdom, for the kingdom, living out the kingdom, is predicated and based upon the resurrection. Dealing with the things that we're dealing with within the world, the foolishness of the world, things like that, the answer is the resurrection of Jesus. You know, if people want to get into religious arguments with you, the resurrection of Jesus. Every other religious entity has died and continues to be dead. Jesus rose from the dead. And so anyway, we just had a gathering locally here at the main campus, and then what we call the Down East campus, about an hour away. And I think we were all shocked because we're not a church that we will pay attention to things. And we keep up with things, but honestly, we don't really check certain things. Like the first thing in our mind normally is not, well, how many people do we have today? You know, I didn't even know that we could do this up until probably a couple of months ago that we had a little app where you can actually look at some things to find out. But I did know this morning that there's barely any empty chairs anywhere around. And I thought, what in the world? And I checked it. And I think it was 838 people and something like that. 22 campuses. I think Down East had 224, and then we had the balance. Both campuses have two services, and so we're just giving thanks to God, and we're just lighting up the little chat thing, so it'll probably ding a couple more times as we're going along. And, you know, it's encouraging to hear those kind of things, okay? Encouraging to hear that. It is for individuals, for everybody, because too often we get tempted with what we're seeing here in this next psalm. Psalm 37. Psalm 37 is one of my favorite psalms. It really is. Psalm 37 and Psalm 73. I can remember that because they're backwards of each other, right? But you'll see as we go along, the first verse of this psalm says this. First of all, it says this of David. So it means it's the psalm of David. And verse 1 says, fret not yourself, speaking of yourself individually, because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. So what are we being told from the very beginning? To fret not because of the evildoers that are going on. Don't do that. And don't be envious of them. It's easy to do this. Matter of fact, our little chat thing right here, I responded to them several times with songs, because usually when somebody says something, all of a sudden a song pops in my mind, you know. Aaron was preaching today at the New Bern campus, and he said something. I thought, man, how could I slip that song in right there? And it's a Tim McGraw song, Live Like You're Dying. It has just a great, great message in it. So I made a comment to them, and the songs I was talking about was that he is faithful, he is able, and that Jesus never fails, and live like you're dying. And John, the East Campus pastor, just wrote back. He said, he is able, he is faithful, so live like you were dying. And that's totally true. That's totally true. The world is crying out to know this, but the world is distracted. And even we as believers are distracted. We fret. And we go, you know, that word fret, I don't know what kind of connotation it brings on you, you know, but I think of the feeling I have with this is someone in the kitchen fretting over the fixing of a meal or fretting over getting something cleaned up, that kind of thing, you know. And a few weeks ago, I was studying this. I thought, let me see what this actually means. And let me tell you what, it's a little more to it. It's not just Granny Clampett saying, hey, don't fret over that. Because the Hebrew word actually means this, to be hot, to be furious, to burn, to be kindled, to become angry. It's a little more intense than I'd always thought my whole life, okay? And I'll say, oh, yeah, I'm fretting over this, you know? Well, particularly in the Deep South, you know, everybody frets over everything. But he says, no, fret not yourself because of evil doers. Now, think about that. We're commanded. The Lord inspired David to write this. The Lord left it in the Word. To fret not. Don't become angry. Don't fume. Don't burn. Don't become furious. Don't be kindled. Don't allow yourself to be kindled. I'm not talking about the electronic book. Because of evildoers. You notice that we have a role and a responsibility. I have to yank myself in when I see evildoers. So I will not fret. That doesn't mean we don't speak to it. No, we do speak to it. We speak to it. We address it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? But fret not yourself because of evildoers. When we see evildoers happening, don't allow ourselves to be kindled, to start smoldering, to start burning, to start being angry. And then this one. Last part of the first verse, be not envious toward wrongdoers. And the Hebrew word for envy means envy. But it has some depth to it. And not to be jealous, not to be zealously jealous, or provoked to jealous anger, as one rabbi said. Don't be provoked to jealous anger by wrongdoers. So he's saying what? Don't fret yourself over the evildoers. Don't be provoked to envy by the wrongdoers. And then verse 2, why? For they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. So we're told what not to do. Don't fret, okay? Don't be envious. Why? Because they're going to fade like the grass. They're going to pass away. Well, what are we supposed to do? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because verse 3, the Lord tells us, and again, this is a great psalm. We'll be going through several things like this in this particular psalm. Verse 3 says this, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. This is great. We trust in the Lord, guys, and we do good. Not just trusting, but you do it, and then you do good. And you dwell in the land, you abide in the land, wherever you are and whatever's happened, you dwell there, you abide there, and you feed on faithfulness, or you befriend faithfulness, or you cultivate faithfulness. That's the idea behind that. And it can actually be translated another way. Let me pull this up. I'm running out of time here. It can also say this, to feed securely or to feed on his faithfulness. So dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness. Dwell in the land and cultivate being faithful as you trust in the Lord and do good. Don't fret because of the evil. Don't be envious. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Dwell and cultivate faithfulness. That's powerful, isn't it? Well, my time's up. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all next episode. Goodbye.